I've noticed some sort of decorative changes happening, I'd say, around the edges of campus, sort of welcoming visitors with indications, essentially, that they're coming into the campus area, right. Sort of set up by intersections on University Drive. What can you tell me about that? It's right up by the Bojangles. I see guys out there working.
Right. It's going to be what we will refer to as a University Drive entrance. That property was actually owned by the Huntsville City School System. We're leasing the school back to the school system for as long as they need it. They're planning on building a new school, and sometime in the next 3 or 4 years, they'll be moving out.
You've sort of beaten me to the punch on that. I was going to note that the university has acquired that elementary school property. Do you have any information about what we might see there in the future on the northern edge of campus along University east of Sparkman?
You know, there hasn't been any discussions in terms of the development of that. It's about 22 acres, if my memory serves me. And so it's a good chunk of land. The only conversations that have taken place at this point is there something we can do to improve the travel around the perimeter of the campus? Do we move the road out to the outer edge toward University Drive across the school property? But obviously that's a few years off.
Now, UAH seems to be rising, I would say, in the estimation of folks, not only around here and around the state, but around the country. I think of it as being sort of the center of the STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics among Alabama's higher education institutions, and particularly, like I said, the center, that tech and engineering. Do you think public perception of the school is greatly affected by what folks see from the outside as they drive by?
It's not a traditional-looking campus. It's not the bricks and mortar that you see at older institutions. I mean, all the buildings on our campus, with the exception of Morton Hall, are kind of a modern design. And so, it's in my mind, it creates a progressive atmosphere for people who want to visit the campus or who drive by.
How is the parking situation? I know it's often tight on college campuses. How's it going at UAH?
Well, we have plenty of spaces for students to park. The problem is they're not going to be able to park right up next to the door where they want to. Yeah, it is tight in certain areas, but in other areas, like in the south end of campus, south of Von Braun Research Hall, there's ample parking. And so, you know, what we're hoping is with the Greenway, you know, we've just opened the Greenway recently, that'll allow more pedestrian traffic.
Here's a bit of an odd question. I know what I hear people call it, but what do you call the body of water along Sparkman Drive? Most folks I know call it the duck pond.
That's the name that I hear most often, yes.
And I have one particular question about the duck pond. I think this came about just in the past year, at least that's when I first noticed it, and actually heard a sense of alarm from some people about it. There's something floating in that duck pond that looks like an alligator head.
Yes. It was an effort to thin out the duck population at the pond, and it worked.
Now, is that something that is sold commercially for that purpose, or
yes.
Was that something that had to be crafted?
No, it was one that we bought, it's been some time ago, but it was something that we had purchased.
And is there anything else that you, on behalf of the university administration, would just like to pass along perhaps to our listeners?
Sure. I tell you, what we're getting a lot of recognition for these days is the value of an education at UAH. Auburn, UAB, Tuscaloosa, and UAH all have similar tuition levels. But the real difference is what our graduates earn once they graduate and also mid-career levels. I mean, we've gotten a number of sources who've done analysis of this. And as a matter of fact, one came out this week and had us at 44th in the nation. So that puts us very good company.
Good to be at the center of the STEM.
Yes, it is.
All right, sir. Well, we thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Shane.